Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Time and Space Radio. This is Sheila Hawkins of Third Eye Group. I am the productivity coach with a revolutionary approach to getting things done. And in case you don't know me, in case you're listening for the first time, I help women solopreneurs become efficient and effective when it comes to getting things done. And I do that by helping them to shift their perspective of time and then reframe it for themselves and then build on that to create a foundation that allows them to increase their productivity. And my approach is definitely unique. Some have called it, as I said, revolutionary. But, you know, I believe that we should approach getting things done in a holistic way. And I also believe that productivity is personal. So you should be at the core of how you get things done. And by that, I mean you, your personality, who you are, or as I like to say, who you be, has to be at the very center when it comes to creating a way for you individually to be as effective and efficient as you can possibly be when it comes to knocking things off your to-do list. You know, there are a lot of solutions for the challenges that people typically face, but those are what I call the Band-Aid fixes or the one-size-fits-all boxed solutions. You've got to go a little bit deeper. You've got to go that extra mile and approach it from a personal perspective. And this broadcast, Time and Space, focuses on helping conscious, spirit-led women business owners to increase their productivity. For me, it's all about supporting you when it comes to getting over the hurdles to getting things done. And I encourage you, if you don't know me or aren't familiar with who I am and my work, I invite you to learn more by visiting my website, thirdeyegroup.net. So, in this broadcast, we're talking about your to-dos. And we've talked about this before, of course. But today, I wanted to do what I call the to-do breakdown. And we're going to analyze your to-do list. And I don't want you to panic or to start to feel uncomfortable because I use the word analyze. When it comes to things like that, people aren't necessarily all that comfortable, or you may start to check out when you hear that word. But trust me, please, stick with me here, because analyzing your to-do list isn't difficult. It's not as hard as you think it might be. It really doesn't, it's not painful. Some of the things you find out about yourself and how you're really using your time, that's where the pain might come in. But there is a remedy for that pain. There's a solution for it. But first, we've got to find out what the pain is, right? We've got to find out what the problem is. So that's what the focus of this broadcast is. So we're going to break down your to-dos. Even if your to-dos are in your head, you've got to see what they are and take a much closer look at them to see what's really going on. The more you continue to do what you do, the more you get of what you're doing. You know, meaning that you're getting the same thing. If you're doing the same thing, you're getting the same result, right? And that's really close to the definition of insanity, right? You want to change. You want to see a difference, but you still continue to do things the way that you're doing them. And, of course, if you don't know what to do, if you don't have a solution, or if you tried things that haven't worked, then, of course, you're in a space where you're pretty frustrated, right? And you're continuing to look, or you're just so frustrated, you're just trying to get through your days. And given everything that's on your plate, the things that you have on your shoulders, and the fact that you're doing more than running a business, right? You know, we women these days, we run our businesses or we have our careers, and then we run a household, we have children, and we may or may not have a spouse or a significant other. So there's a lot going on. So you may just be trying to get through every day. And I'm here. I feel you. I see it on a regular basis because, of course, these are the women I serve. So I know what's going on in your world right now. But again, the more you continue to do the same thing, the more you're of the same results are going to show up. So if you want those better results, got to shift the way you're dealing with time and go from spending it to investing it. The big problem is that people don't know where their time is really going. All right, so the first thing I want to mention here, because I did say in the promos that you may have seen online or if you get my e-zine, you know that I said to bring your to-do list, and we're going to break it down. So if your to-do list is in your head, your first step is to get it out of your head and onto paper or into an electronic format so that you can take that closer look. So if your to-dos are in what I consider the most dangerous place in the world, make them real by writing them down. And if you're listening live, that's something you've got to do. You can even start now and then come back to the on-demand replay. But if you're listening to the replay now and you don't have everything out of your head, hit pause and get it out of your head. Do a mind dump in front of you. So with your list in front of you, we're going to take in this closer look, we're going to look at your list over and over and over again. And each time you look at it, I'm going to ask you to look for or look at a different thing, because there is so much that your to-do list will reveal about how you're actually utilizing your time. And it'll also show you really how you're getting to the point of deciding why this stuff and what stuff should go on your to-do list or into your calendar. So I'm going to ask you to take several looks again and again, and it would be a good idea as well to, if you're walking through this with me right now live, it would also be a good idea to come back, you know, take a breather, come back in the next day or two, listen to the on-demand replay, and then go back through it, because I guarantee you, you're going to see something in those additional times that you don't see right now as we work through this. And same thing goes if you're listening to this on replay. Listen to it, go through the steps, and then come back in on the next day or in a couple of days, and go back through this process. It is looking at it again and again is like watching the movie The Matrix. And we all know, great movie, right? Love, love, love that movie. That's one of my favorites. And every single time I watch that movie, I see something that I didn't see before. I hear a line that I didn't hear before, or something that a character says strikes me in a different way, or I see something that I didn't see before and wonder, hey, was that really there the first 10, 15 times that I watched the movie? So don't rush this process. Granted, we've only got, now less than 30 minutes to go through this process, but don't rush the process. If we get to a point and you're still investigating one particular thing I asked you to look at and we're moving on, stick where you are. If it's really speaking to you and you're really making some headway, then stay where you are. The replay will be there for you as soon as the broadcast is over. It goes up right away. So you can go right back to it. So once again, with your list in front of you, right, get it out of your head. With the list in front of you, in your calendar too, you might be thinking that you really know how you spend your time more than you actually do. And typically, what happens is that people think their memory serves them in this capacity so they can account for the time they've given to particular tasks, but it's just not so. Your memory is not going to serve you in the way that you need for it to serve you here when it comes to this, in this discovery process. So you don't want to leave it to your memory. You want to get it in writing. The key to really mastering your time is that you have to know how you're spending it. And you've got to know, too, whether or not you're spending or investing it, because those are two entirely different things. So again, you can't get a diagnosis for your challenges when it comes to productivity before knowing what's wrong. So this is where you have to start. If there was something wrong with you physically, you wouldn't go to your practitioner or medical doctor and just expect, okay, to have him or her tell you, okay, here's your remedy, without first asking the questions, doing the probing, doing the test to find out what's wrong. And it's the same thing here. So what this breakdown is going to do for you is it's going to let you see what things are getting your time, and it's going to allow you to really see what's going on. And you're going to see whether or not you're giving time to the things that matter, the important stuff. So you've got to have that close look. And without that close look, you don't know if it's interruptions that are sucking your time away. You don't know if you're procrastinating. You know, these are some of the things that will actually come out of the process, you know, a little bit further on. But you start to see what's really happening. Are you distracted by the BSOs, the bright, shiny objects? Are you procrastinating? Is it a person or people or things that are interrupting you, right? One of the best things that you can do to start to see that evidence or anything else is to start to record your time. Keep a record of it. Do it for at least 1 week. Longer is better. And it's also something that you want to do once a year for at least a couple of weeks. On the annual basis, I really recommend doing it for 2 to 4 weeks. So 2 weeks to a month. Log your time. Record everything, what you're doing, from what time it ends, what interruptions you had, what distractions there were. You want to record everything. And that's going to start to show you so much about what you're giving your time to and the things that are in play there. But it's a good thing to do on an annual basis. So we're going to dive in at the the first look I want you to take at that list. But I do want to mention, before we get too far in, I want to mention a couple of events that are coming up. If you get my e-zine, you saw these in yesterday's issue. I am going to be in North Carolina on, during like the mid to end of April. And on April 24th, I am doing a special group session for a small group of women. And we're going to, it's called Zen Day, Designing Your Ideally Productive Day. We're going to do this in a group setting, private group setting, small group, so you get some individual attention. So if you're in North Carolina, I want you to be sure that you check this out, and I'll give you a link before we sign off today. And then there's also the book launch party for my second book. And actually, this book I've co-authored with 14 other women, and it's called Who's Going to Stop Us Now? And in that book, 15 of us share our stories of how we've overcome things that have been in our path, our obstacles. And really great book. I'm really looking forward to reading the stories that my fellow co-authors have shared. So I will give you more details about that before we wrap this up. So let's take the first look. Let's take the first look at your at your to-do list. So take that first look and ask yourself, what do you see? Is it messy? Is it jam-packed or overloaded? Really get a feel for what's there. Like, even looking at it physically, you'll be able to tell if it's jam-packed. And then sometimes when you look at your list or your calendar, it may not look overcrowded because there's so much, there may not be so much on it, but the things on it are really big. They are so big that they probably need to be broken down because they're going to be quite a bit time-consuming. You also want to look to see if your list is full of things that you don't need to be focusing on, like the things you can delegate, right? You know, it's hard to delegate. I know I have been guilty. It took a long time before I was able to take and delegate things. Like, you know, in my other life in corporate America, I had people I could delegate things to, and sometimes it just worked. I thought anyway, it worked better for me not to delegate. And I knew better, but I just couldn't let go. But if you see things on your list that can be handed over to a highly capable person, I'm not talking about giving this stuff over to just anybody, somebody who's highly capable, somebody who really can handle the job, you've got to let that stuff go, got to hand it over. You probably also see things that aren't related to what you're up to when it comes to the big picture or the major projects or the important things that you're focusing on. You know, think about big picture. What goals did you create? What things did you say you wanted to hit this year? And where are you along that path? Are you putting tasks on your to-do list to help you reach each milestone along the way? And if not, of course, it's time for that to change. So that's the first look I want you to take at your list. And then ask yourself why each one of those things are there. So you're going through the list again at this point. Why do you have each one of those things on your to-do list? Are they necessary? Do you have to be the one to do them? Or once again, can you hand them over to someone who is capable of doing that so that you can focus on the things that generate income? You have to be focused on the things that only you can do. And by only you, I mean the things that specifically require your expertise, right? Something that nobody else can stand in and do. And let me just say, doing administrative things is not what you should be giving your time to. Find somebody who's good at those things, somebody who's solid, and let them handle that for you. Each of the things that don't make sense, that shouldn't be there because they can be delegated, well, I won't say they shouldn't be, not the things that should be delegated. For each of the things that don't make sense, like the things that just don't need to be there, like they're busy work, they don't need to be done, get them off your list. Get them off your list. Then make a note for the things that you're going to delegate and make a little note by the things that only you can do. So when you finish these looks, these different looks at different times at your list, you're going to know exactly what to do with each of the things that are on there. You know, if it doesn't belong there, cross them off right now if it's just busy work. So now let's take another look at what you have on your list and ask if what you see has you investing your time or simply spending it. There's a big difference between investing your time and spending. And, of course, ultimately, investing your time is where you want to be. That's where you want to go. That's the space you want to operate in every day. And you want to get things to the point. You want your to-do list so tight that you're only focusing on the things that are related to the big picture. You only want to focus on those things and the things that are related, of course, to the clients you serve. That's what you want your list to look like. And to do that, there are a couple things that you definitely have to do, and I'll jump into that in just a minute. But make the notes as you go through so you know what you're delegating, what is staying, and cross off the stuff that is not going to stay there. And make sure that as you are looking at these things, even if it's something that you're delegating, it still should be an investment, right? Maybe you want somebody who can help you with creating your social media content or just content, period. That's one of the things that I delegate because it's very time consuming. So make sure the things you're delegating are still an investment, not necessarily, of course, of your time. It's an investment. It's something that's necessary. You don't want to hand over busy work. So if you find, if you look and you see that you're overcrowding or dumping on your calendar through that process, take yourself back to the times that you've done that. You might have done it as recently as today or yesterday. And I want you to think about what comes up for you in those moments. Like, how do you feel when you do it? What thoughts do you have? Are you rushed or feeling pressured? This is the important thing to figure out right here, because it's a habit that can hinder you greatly. excuse me, and of course, I see it often where people dump on their list because they don't have a place, excuse me, they don't have a place to put it, and they know, oh, I got to do this, 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 and this. And because they don't necessarily have a system in place, it gets dumped on the list. So take yourself back through that process and find out what's going on in your head. And then how are you feeling? Check in with your body. Like, physically, how do you feel? How do you feel mentally? Do you feel confused? Do you feel discombobulated? What's going on with you in the moments where you're dumping on your list and you're jam-packing things in there? Okay? And that step, I think you probably should, you definitely should do more than once, because that's a biggie. Now I want you to look at your list again, and I want you to see where the control is. Are you the one who decided these things should be on your agenda, or does someone else make that decision for you? Was it a request that you couldn't say no to, so you just acquiesce? You know, is that what happened? And if you see things you didn't decide to add, it's time to explore and then make some shifts. And if you decisions for all the things that are there, why did you add each of those things, and how can you be better at it or more empowered when it comes to adding things to your daily agenda? You know, a couple of things to think about when it comes to that are getting focused and staying focused. That means determining your priorities. And your priorities have got to be directly related to that big picture agenda. So go back to, say, your values. What do you value? What means something to you this year, right, if you haven't already done this? Determine what your priorities are. And from that, that's how you know, like, okay, that big project for that client or all client work, right? Those are the priorities. Something can be a priority because it's, you know, it's part of your focus. It's one of the goals that you set for the year. Determine your priorities and only allow things that are directly related to those priorities to hit your to-do list. That keeps a lot of junk off your list, and it keeps you focused. And it has you invest your time instead of merely spending it. Those two things alone can help you streamline. The other thing that you want to do to streamline is, of course, to create a system. So your processes, your tools, and your people. And if you're going to, the first place you want to start is your personal productivity tool. Do you want something electronic? Does it need to be something on paper? And you've got to go through a process to determine that, like what fits for you. You don't want to just jump and go buy the latest and greatest whatever because it's out and because people are raving about it. You really want to take a step back and look and see what's going to fit your personality, or as I like to say, your productivity persona. Productivity persona is a process that I take people through, or I should say I take people through a process to determine their productivity persona. And once we know that, we know what kinds of tools are going to work for you. And that will help you start to build your productivity system with you in the center with that tool, building the other pieces of the system around it, your processes and the people. And then it will also allow you to build on that and create other systems that you've got to have in your business. So this process, looking at your to-do list, like this to-do breakdown, is really going to help you see what things you're giving your time to. It's going to allow you to see what's there and why. You may not be able to answer why, and that's a good clue that you need to cross whatever that is off of the list. It's going to help you get focused. It's going to help you determine and your priorities and to stick to them. And it'll also let you see where you're wasting your time. And it'll also show you how you're giving your time to things that you actually need to work on, right? Are the things on your to-do list the things that you should be working on? You might have something really important that's got to get done, and it's nowhere to be found when it comes to your calendar or your to-do list, nowhere at all on your agenda. So that needs to change too. So take yourself through this process and be patient with yourself. Go through the steps that I've given you. Go through each the look at your list, each of those times, go through it a couple of times and see what you come up with. Take notes. Make sure that you've got the in-depth look that you really need. Remember, we're breaking it down, so you've got to have all those small bits and pieces. And I am going to pop back over and check my control panel to see, okay, no questions. So really quick, I want to give you the details for the event. First of all, the North Carolina event that's happening April 24th is the Zen Day group session, Designing Your Ideally Productive Day. We're going to wave that magic wand, and you're going to create your ideal day. You're going to find out, you know, we're going to create what that looks like for you, what types of things you're getting off your list, and making sure that you get through the things on your list. We're going to design that ideally productive day, and then I'm going to show you how to implement that so you can walk away. And right now, there's an early bird special. You can catch it, and again, it's going to be a group session. So if you want a seat, you're in North Carolina, or you want to shoot over to North Carolina, get your seat now. The link you want to check out is bit.ly, that's bit.ly/ Zen Day Group, and the word, the Z is a cap, the D is a cap, and the G is a cap. That's important. The link won't work without that. And then I also wanted to give you the details for the Who's Going to Stop Us Now book launch party. That's happening May 11th in Toronto. You can find details on Facebook if you visit our page, Who's Going to Stop Us Now. And but right now, get the date in your calendar. Save the date. And if you're interested in taking your to-do list a step further and logging it, check out my website and grab your time log. And I also invite you to visit the blog. Check out what's there. Get yourself some real-time tips and tools that you can use right now. This is Sheila Hawkins of Third Eye Group signing off from Time and Space. Thank you for listening.